You're holding Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Naro Shenis Arasov and Esgarsha. You have a Naro girl that was Shenis Arasha. She had Kedushin. But for Esgarsha, then she received a get. And now somebody's Manasa. Slamaisa, she's still a Naro Psula. She's not a Bula. She only had Erisin. She didn't have Nisuyin. So she's still a Naro and a Psula. The only thing wrong is, though, that she had Kedushin. But now she has a get, since is there knas or not? Reb Yosi Aglili Yoimer ain lo knas. No, she doesn't get knas. Reb Akiva Yoimer yesh lo knas. Yes, she gets knas. Lamaisa, she's still a naro, and she's still a psula. What do I care the fact she was married and she got a get? Lamaisa, right now, she's still a naro, and a psula, she gets knas. But the chiddush is of Akiva holds, uknasa liyatzma. The knas goes to herself and not to her father. Even though usually the Torah says, Venosan Leavi Hanaro, it goes to the father. Here, the knas, the money, so the boy or the man has to pay to the father. Yeah. Goes to her, it says. Right, Gemara says, my time of Yosef Lili. What's the time of Yosef Lili that says the Chiddush, that says they ain't lo knas? In the case that she had Erisin, even though she's Nisgarsha. Because if she wasn't Nisgarsha, so then she didn't have to pay Knas. Because if she's Narusa, and someone's Manasa, the person's Chayiv Misa. So Pshiti doesn't have to pay Knas. That's what we're talking about, where she was a Narusa, she had Kedushin, but her husband gave her a get. But her husband never lived with her. She's still a Psula. She's still a Nara Psula. So the Chaz Kashra is, why does Abyei Seglili say she doesn't get Knas? Why not? She's still a Nara, she's still a Psula. Tomorrow says, Oh, Makro, the Pasuk says, Asher loy oirosho. In Mashmoha, in the Pasuk of Knas, it says that she was not married. Mashmoha Arusa, she was married, ain't lo Knas. That's the diak. It says she's a psula, she's a naro, and it says Asher loy oirosho, that she did not have erisin. So that's Mashmoha, it's a right of Yosef Lili that any time she had erisin, even though she has a get, still you don't have to pay a Knas. Rabbi Akiva, what's wrong with Akiva? Why does he say you have to pay a Knas if a man is the man of this girl? After she received the get. But Lechura Pasuk says, Asher lo yerosha, that she was not married yet. So the Kiva says, Asher lo yerosha means Leaviyah. True. If she was never married, then the din is the knas goes to the father. Her arusa, but if she was once married, and now she has the get, and now somebody's manasa, the lechura is liatzma, that the knas goes to herself. That's strong of the Kiva. That's what Akiva says in the Mishnah, Liatzma, that's the Diyak. The Torah says, Asher lo yerosha, that where she was never married, then the Knas goes to the father. But in the case where she was already married once, then the Loch is, if somebody's Manasa, since she's still a Psula and an Ara, she gets Knas, but the Chiddush is, the Knas goes to herself and not to the father. For the Gemara, Lemayatev, so, Nara v'loi bageris, Kortzakasha n'b'yesi aglili. I'm not forgetting, Kashra and Akiva. That if so, when the Pasuk says Naro, so we dash in Naro, v'loy Bageris. That a Bageris does not get Kenas. Once she's 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get Kenas. Is Hachinami, you want to tell me also, according to Akiva, the Deeg should be, to Liatzma. It only means that the father doesn't get Kenas once she's a Bageris. But the money goes to herself? You want to tell me? And we know it's not that way. And Vait to Besula, we dash in the Pasuk says Besula. So we dash in Absula v'loy Bula, that a girl that had to be already with a man, and now a man is Manasa, she doesn't get Knas. So Achinam here also, you want to tell me what it means to say is the Latzma. It only means to say that the father doesn't get the Knas when she's a Bula, but the Knas should go to herself. And of course, the Kasha Kontra B'Kiva, if the Pasuk says, Asher lo yerosha, that she was not married yet, so Pasha it means that there's no Knas at all. If the Kiva says no, she gets Knas just it goes to herself. So Kashra is so, the other Dukum also. When the Pasuk says she has to be a Psula or to be a Nara, make the same drushes, then the Knas goes to the father. But if she's not a Psula, not a Nara, maybe the Knas goes to herself. Ella, what do we have to say? Legamri, no. When the Pasuk says Psula or Nara, it means completely. That if she's not a Psula, if she lived with a man already, there's no Knas at all. If she's not a Nara, she's a Bageris, there's no Knas at all. Is the Chura Hachinam Yeros Lagamri? When the Pasuk says, Asher lo yerosha, which is Mashmi, she was not married yet, Mashmi Lagamri. If she wasn't married yet, then she gets Knas. But mashma, if she was once married, there should be no kenas at all. So again, it's a kashman of Akiva in the Mishnah. How does he say yesh lo kenas? A girl that had erusin and then she received a get, and now somebody's manasa. Why did she get kenas? The pasuk says Hashem lo yarosa. She was not married. Tumor says Amalek of Akiva. Akiva says like this: Hi lo yarosa. That the pasuk says she was not married is mi boyle likiratanya. We need it for this like this halacha. We dashen Hashem lo yarosa. Only a girl that was not married. Prat lenaro shenesasav nesgarsha. Prat to a nara that she did have erusin, she was married, but she received a get. Shein lo knas, that she does not get knas at all. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Glili. That's Rabbi Yosi Glili, and that's the Tanakhama of Baal Mishnah. The Tanakh says a nara shenesasav nesgarsha is ein lo knas, because the pasuk says Hashem lo yarosa. When do you have to pay knas? If she was not married yet. Mashma, if she was once married, even though she didn't live with a husband, she only had erusin, not nisuyin, still she does not get kenas. That's good. Now Rabbi Kiva says, yesh lo kenas. No, she does get kenas. O kenas ol yaviyah. This bright device says, obvious in our Mishnah. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's trait tanoim alibi de Rabbi Kiva. But this bright says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that she gets kenas. But not only that, but the regular halacha, the kenas goes lavia. The father gets the kenas, not her. Not like it says in our Mishnah, but here it says that the father gets the kenas. Now, v'yadin noises, the svara like that also. Hoyo v'yavia zakoi b'kesa kudusheh. Just like when she gets married, the money goes to her father. V'yavia zakoi b'kesa kenosa. And usually the father gets the kesa or the kenas. In the regular case, when a man is man as a daughter, that the kenas goes to the father. So I'll tell you like this. Ma kesef kiddushiha. Just like when somebody marries the daughter, the money goes to the father. The kesef kiddushin goes to the father. Afa pishin is arsav and is garsha. Liaviyah, even though she was married once before, and she got a get, and now she got married a second time. Kozuman, she's a nara, the locher is, the money goes to the father, even though it's a second kiddushin. I'll tell you, Av Kesav Kenosa, the same thing of a man is manasa now, Av Apishin is asav and is garsha, even though she was already married, and she received a get. But she's still a psula, the husband didn't live with her, the locker is Leviya, the Kesav, the money goes Leviya, that's what this Bryce says according to Abkiva. Freddy Gemariv, so MK, Matamad Leima, Ashela Yerosa, why does the Postic say that she's not married? If you're telling me now, even though she was once married, and she got a get, still she gets kenas. So why does the pasuk say, Hashem lo yarosa, mashma only when she was not married? So Gemara says, mufna, it's an extra pasuk. And I'll tell you it's like this, lahakish loy, to make a hekesh between the pasha of anusa and the pasha of mefuta, where the man forces the girl, or a man talks the girl into it. V'lodin emenu gzereshova, to make a gzereshova. Said, nema kana shelo yarosa. It says by the Pasha of Anusa in Dvorim, Ashelo Yerosa, she was not married. V'nema Lahalana says in Shemois, by the Pasha Mufuta, Ashelo Yerosa, that she was not married yet. So make a Gezer Shovel like this. Ma Kanun, just like over here, it says you have to pay 50, is Af Lahalan Nun. Same thing over there also, you have to pay 50. Well, Ma Lahalan Shkolim, just like over there, it says the word Shkolim. Whereas in one Pasha it says 50, and in one Pasha it says Shkolim. So Afkan Shkolim will make a Hekesh Gzera Shava one to the other, that when you're Ma'anis a girl, you have to pay a 50 Shkolim. And when you're Mafata, when you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 Shkolim. So Nemakan Rashizim means Bayonis. It says Bayonis, it says what 50. And it says by Mafuta the Pasha of Shkolim. So we put one and one together, you have to pay 50 Shkolim both places. That's what Bekiva does with the word Hashem lo yarosa. Even though the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is, if she was not married, which is Mashmi, if she was married, she doesn't get Kenas. Still, we don't use it for the Pashtus, but we use it rather for Xavier Shavuot. That even though she was married, she does get Kenas, and the Kenas goes to the father, the regular halacha of Kenas, it's only there for Stam Xavier Shavuot. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, my chaz is the Yashel Yerosa, Lixereshova. How do you know to use this tonight in the Torah? That she wasn't married, just for the fact of Lixereshova. Ubsula lamutebula. And that the Torah says, Bsula, it means it. That you only have to pay Kenas if she's not a Bula. Eima, let's say the opposite. may be besulu at Zereshova. It says the word besulu by both places, by Mefuta and by Anusa. So maybe besulu is lavdavka. Maybe she could even be a bula. Either the Torah says the word besulu, she didn't live with a man yet. Maybe that's only like Zereshova. For Yashem lo yerosa, prat lanarash nesasov nesgasha. But maybe make this Russia though. When the Torah says Hashem Yerusha, maybe that's a good Russia. You only pay Kenas if she was not married. But in the case where she was once married, she doesn't get Kenas. Samara says no, Mistarbit Sasvara, Hashem lo Yerusha l'gzereshova. It's more Mistarbit that this prat, whether she's married or not, that's not Likuva. She'll still get Kenas. It's only there for the purpose of the gzereshova. Why? Shereani Karabo Nara B'sula. Because the main thing is upon the girl that she has to be a Nara, not 12 and a half, and she has to be a b'sula, not a bula. For the Gemara, why? Adarabba, just the opposite. I'll tell you, a b'sula is a gzereshova. Maybe a b'sula is lavdavka, it's only for the gzereshova. Sharini kara b'ah shaloya rosa, because kafot, the pasuk says, shaloya rosa, so maybe that's the ikka of the dinim, that she has to be a tanai that she was not married. But if she was once married, she doesn't get kenas. So how do you know, like really there are three dinim. It has to be a b'sula, she has to be a Nara, and she has to be a Shaleya Rosa. So how do you know to put punk the postic of a Shaleya Rosa? That's for the Gzereshova. And it doesn't make a difference if she was married or not. How do you know to say this one? Maybe one of the other two say. So Mar Maskoner is Mistar with a swear like this. Ho Yishtani Gufa, for ho Lo Yishtani Gufa. I'll tell you, one her body changed, one her body did not change. So Rashi says like this. Where she's a bula, where a man lived with already, or else she's a bageris, also her body changes. Because we say when a girl becomes 12 and a half a bageris, she loses her psulim a little bit, her body changes. So since her body changed already, or I'm not sure she's a bula, that a man broke her psulim already. So her body changed already. So now we say if a man is ma'anasa, Rashi says, upagoma ein rav kokach. The second man that's ma'anasa now is not ruining her so much because her body changed already. So that's the svara to say she doesn't get kenas. That's the svara to say, when does the Torah say you have to pay this girl kenas if you're ruining her? That means she was a nara, she was a psula. Her body was perfect. And you're the one to break her body, you're making a pagam, you have to pay a kenas. Ma'ashen kein aloch of kedushin, holo yishtani gufa. She doesn't change as Rashi v'ho. The Nisaras of Nisgasho, Lo Nishtan Gufa, body didn't change. She's still the same Nara, the same Sula. She only had Kedushim with her husband. She didn't have Bia, she didn't have Nisuyim with him. So her body didn't change. So it's a svar to say, since the body didn't change yet, and now a man is Manas, so the man has to pay a Kenas. He's making a big Pekam here. The Torah says if she wasn't married, that's only for Xavier Shova. That's not Shova Kiva's svara. That even though she was married already, still you have to pay a Kenas. Because the svara, her body didn't change yet. Since her body is still a nara, still a psula, she gets kenas. Ma'ashen kein a bula, or a bageris, that her body changed already, there the pekam is not so big, she doesn't get kenas. Gufa. Before we learned, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know this svara? Such Rashi de chamishim kesev de yenis, shkolim hein. The cast of Yishko the Mafata Yechamishim, Kot of Yosef Lili, there's nothing extra here. Hashelia Rosh is not extra. He needs it for the din, only this Kenas where she wasn't married. So how does he know that Zereshov to say you have to pay 50 Shkolim? And the Gemara Naskalay Minatanya, like we learned, Posek says, cast of Yishko Kamar Absulis. What does that mean? By Mafut it says, she is there Kamar Absulis, Samari Absulis Kazer. That's good for the Hekish. We learn now that the Pasha Mefut has the same halacha like in Anusa. Just like over there it says Shkolim, and over there it says 50, in both places it's 50 Shkolim. So I call upon him, that's the machlokes of Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva. How do you know this Gzereshova? From the pasuk of Kesev Yishka Kamar Absulois, or else you know it's from Ashelo Yerosa. Now the Gemara Sechura Kasha, the Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Kiva. The Kuro Tastira and the Rabbi Kiva is from our Mishnah to the Braisa. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Traka says, that she gets kenas even though she was married already. That she gets kenas, but in the Mishnah, Kopon Rabbi Kiva says the kenas goes to herself, goes liatzma. That was the chiddush. When does the kenas go to the father? When she was not married. But if she was once married, even though she's still a psula, the kenas goes to the father. But the Kiva, the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says the Knas goes to her. So it's a steering of the Kiva. Have the Gemara trait Tanoia leave Valiba the Kiva. And the Klam is two different Tanoia Maliba the Kiva. Together, like the Kiva had Tamidim, and one Talmud thought this is what the Kiva said, and another Talmud thought this is what the Kiva said. Then Echnami is like two Tanoyim, I leave with the Kiva, so Machloik is exactly what did the Kiva say. It must have like this now. Bishleim Rabbi Kiva, the Masbis, it's very good Rabbi Kiva, Val Mishnah, Lo Yastia Xerishova, O Mafkale Lekromi Pashtalagami. In other words, true, you want, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me now, Ashelo Yeroso, it's for Xerishova. Comes to teach us that what, that just like here it's 50, and there it's shkolim, both places are new semafuti, you have to pay 50 shkolim. That's the Xerishova. But our co-pon of the Pasuk says, Ashelo Yeroso, which is mashma, that she was not married. So how could Rabbi Kiva say no, even though she's married, still she gets knas? Like how could Xerish Shava take away the Pasuk, mi pashti? So the Teretz is what you have to say. So the Mar says, according to our Mishnah, it's very good. So Mishnah says, the Chiddush is that the knas goes to her, not to the father. Because usually the knas goes to the father. So I'll say, that's beyond the Pasuk. Ashelo Yerosa, when she wasn't married yet, then the halacha of the knas goes to the father. But when she's married, there's a new chiddush, the knas goes to herself. So it's good. Like, it's good what the Pasuk says, Ashelo Yerosa. She's not married. That's the Pasuk talking about, that the kesef goes to the father. Mashaykin, when she was married already once, then the kesef goes to herself, so it's not a stira in the psukim. It's good, our Mishnah. For the Markash, according to the Braisa, though, Elalor of Kiva, the Braisa. But according to Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa, that says no, that says what the Kesef, Mami the Knas, goes Mamish to the father, is Asig Zereshova Maskim Epashtel Gamri? According to the Braisa, true, the Pasuk says Ashelo Yerosa, that she was not married. And you're using it for Zereshova. But the Modern Zach, the Torah should use Zereshova and take it out from the Pasha of the Kroah. Because if you read the Psukim the way it says, when do you have to pay Knas? When she was not married. That's what Torah says. Asher lo yeroso. That she was not married yet. And according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Braisa was saying no, even though she was married once, and if she received a get already, where the husband didn't live with her, she only had erisin, and now she's still a nara of sula, somebody's manasa, you have to pay knas. And who does the knas go to? Mamash to the father. So who is like this Torah saying a sheker? The Torah says, Asher lo yeroso, the mashma, this pasha only applies when she was not married, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. The same halacha applies even though she was married. Now, why does the Torah say she was not married for? Only for Gzereshova, for some modern zach. Like, don't use these words to make Gzereshova, don't say sheker. You're saying only because she was not married. And the halacha is not like that. Even though she was married already, still she has knas. If no dinim change at all, so why does the Torah say such a lashon of Asher lo yeroso? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Kori Beh, you should read the pasuk like this, Asher lo yaruso. Not that she was never married, but it means that she's not married right now. In other words, a girl that's married, now somebody's manas her, the pasuk is saying she doesn't get knas. Asher lo yaruso. You only pay knas if she's not married right now. But if she's married right now, let's say the father married her off already, so she's mamish and eishes ish. Now, if a man lives with her, he doesn't have to pay a knas. For at the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that. Arusa baskilahi. Avadish, you don't get knas. You say, come live the rabbi nei. If we're talking about that she's still married right now, and a different man is manasom, so he's living with an eishes ish, avadi doesn't have to pay knas. We say posh, we had those sugi before of kom leib the rabbi nei. We say since she gets skila, he gets skila. He is manis, he's living now with an eshes ish. He's getting skila. So avadi is potter from paying knas. So what do you have to have the posig? Asher lo yarusa was saying to me to say you only pay knas when she's not married. But she didn't have to pay knas if she's married. So Mara says no. Salka daita chamin. I would have thought ho yo v'chidishu since paying knas is a chiddush, what are you doing here now? Your man is a girl. You have to pay 50 shkolim. You have to pay more money. Yisak with that raminach. Hoyo v'chiddushu. Shechit shetara b'knas. So I would have thought, what is the chiddush? That when you have to pay knas, that there's 50 shkolim. Anytime it's a special schum in the Torah, a special amount of money, we always say it's called knas. So by knas, maybe we would think a svara afagav the mikdom, even though we're she's an ashes ish, that you're going to get killed for this. Mishalim, maybe you should have to pay. Kamash, that's what we need the pasuk for. There is a chiddush here. Asher lo yaros is telling me a chiddush that if she's married now and a man is manasah, the man doesn't pay kenas. You know why? Because since he's chayiv misam, he's potter even from paying kenas. Because even though we had psukim before we had psukim of said osan imloy osan onish yonish. We had before psukim than a case where you chayiv misa, you don't have to pay money. But that's only where it's regular money where you would have to pay. But maybe over here we have to pay kenas. Kenas is a new svara. Kenas, since it's a chiddush bechlal, the Torah said you have to pay 50 shkolim. Maybe even in the case where you chayiv misa, I would have thought maybe also you have to pay. So the kamashron, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Asher lo yarosa, then the case where she was married already, where she's married right now, you should know you don't have to pay kenas. So that's a good chat. But for the Gemara though, but Ula Rabba, Tiyoma Chidushu, Shechidshu Torah B'Knas, Rabba before said that's a real Svara, Lufiyama says that way. Ula Rabba, Tiyoma, that Chidushu, Shechidshu Torah B'Knas, there's a Chidush, whenever you have to pay Knas, Rabba holds a Svara on, Afagav to Miktol, even though Yosu Chayiv Misa. Still, Mishalim, you have to pay money? As Mamish, this Chidush here, that we Yechayiv Knas, we Yechayiv Knas, you don't start coming with Rabbi Nei. So according to Rabba, that Lefiyam, you do have to pay money, Ma'ik Lameima, what can you say according to Rabbi Kiva then? So Lechura, Savla, Rabbi Kiva, the Masnitsin, and Echnami, like Rabba does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, that the din is, if she was once married and she received a get, that the Knas Mamish goes to the father, so then either the Torah says, Asher lo yarosa. So you have to answer, it means to say that in the case where she's married right now, you don't have to pay kenas. So you see, you do say, come with the Rabbi Minei. Rabbi says not like that. So Rabbi asked those that Rabbi Kiva of Al-Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Kiva and Al-Mishnah, the Pasuk means, Asher lo yarosa means, you only pay kenas when she was never married at all. What does that mean? If she's once married, and now she has a get, you don't have the pasha kenas. Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah says she does pay kenas. So that a kofar, we have a teretz, you don't have the regular parsha of Knas. The regular loch of Knas is the Knas goes Leavia to her father. But over here, where she was once married, and she received a get, now Liatzma, now the Knas goes Liatzma. So that's John the Pasuk. Asher lo yarosa, that if she was never married, then the Knas goes to Leavia, to her father. But in the case where she was married, and she received a get, and Echnami, you have to pay Knas, but it's a new parsha of Knas, the Knas goes to her, and not to the father. Yeah. Turn around, buddy. Look at the price like this. Knosolami. Who does the Knas go to? Knosolami. Liyavia. Some say it goes to the father. V'yei shomrim liyatzma. Some say it goes to itself. Fredigmar liyatzma amai. Like, chur havimin eriz. It means a regular case of Knas. A regular case, you have an hour of Sula. And a man is manasa. So his man diyama says, when you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, you pay it to her. Liyatzma. For the Gemara, am I? Like, why? The Pasuk says clearly, V'nosan le'aviha nara. The Torah says clearly, when you manas a girl, you have to pay the father, chamishim shkolim. So how could there be a havamin here to say the Knas goes la'atzma to itself? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, hoch, you know what this bright is talking about? V'nara shenis arasov and isgarashaskinim. Not a regular nara, but a girl that was once married, only had kedushin, only erisin, never lived with a man yet. When it's gosh, and she received a get. And now somebody's manasa when she's a nara and a basula. Okay, mifluge, this machlok is in the braisa. They pluk to the Rabbi Kiva, the masnisin, Rabbi Kiva, the braisa. It's a machlok is the same way the two sheep is according to Rabbi Kiva. Enechnami, there is a pash of kenas. The Torah says, Asher lo yarosa. So one shot is that the kenas doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. So that's pshat over here. That the kenas goes to her, because that's the pshat in the pasuk, Asher lo yarosa. When does the father go, the Knas go to the father? When she was never married. But in the case when she was married, then we said the Knas goes, Liatzma, the Knas goes to herself. Omar Abaya, Abaya says like this. What's going to be a case of a bo'oleha? Let's say a man is manas a girl. You have a nara psula, a man is manas. V'meisa, and then she dies. But before you go to Bezdin, the paskanois, the chiv, to pay chamishim shkolim, she dies. So Loch Abayi says the chidish potter, that the man, the boy, does not have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Why? Shenemar, the posik says, v'nosan liyavi hanara. You have to give the money to the father of the nara. So Abayi dashins, v'loy liyavi mesa, and not to the father of a mesa where she died. That was, the man was Manasseh's girl. And the mal, we find out about it, had made him there. So you have to go to Bezdin. Bezdin paskan zechiv to pay the money. So before they went to Bezdin, she died. So locher is now, when they go to Bezdin, Bezdin says, the man doesn't have to pay. Because the pasuk says, v'nosan le'avi anara, so v'egedrosh shabla le'avi mesa. The father only gets it when she's alive. But when she's dead, though, then the father does not get the money. But Marcel now milsa de pshita labaya. That the rabaya says posha, that's the locho, that what in the case where she died, the father does not get the knas. I tell you, mi boiler le rova. Rova had this for shaila. Rova was mesupik about this. Is mi boiler le rova. The boy rova. Rova asked for shaila like this. Yesh baga bekever or yein baga bekever. What's the locho? Is the locho the baga bekever or not a baga bekever? Baga means here bageris. As the girl was saying, kol zaman she's a nara, the kenas goes to the father. When she becomes a bageris, the kenas goes to her. Like lemoshel, let's say a man was manas this girl when she was 12 years old, and she was a psula. So there's a chiyuv kenas. The kenas is supposed to go to the father. Let's say they didn't go to Bezdin, and they waited till she become a bageris. They waited 6 months. Now she's a begaris. If they go to Bezdin now, the locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father anymore. When she becomes a begaris, then the money goes to her and not to the father. So here the shaila is, let's say she died. And 6 months later, if she would have been alive, she would have been a begaris. So do we say, yesh baga bekever? She's in the grave now. She died already. Do we say now when she's like 12 and a half, she has a din begaris? Or yein baga bekever, else there's no din baga bekever. What does that mean? So Rashi says like this. Yesh baga bekever. Imesa ben arusa. She died when she was an Irish. She was 12 years old and 2 months, and a man was manasa, and she died the next month. Achlo yom de bedin, and the father never took the person to din Torah. They didn't go to Bezdin yet. Ve'giyaz man bagrusa bekever. And now it took 6 months till they go to Bezdin, and by now she's in the kever, but really she would have been alive. She would have been a bageris. Like really, she's 12 and a half years old. Mi choshev bager, do we consider her to have a din bager now? That the din Torah now is about a bageris? Oiloi, l'kam aforsh b'yozl ma'hichasum, usum n'shayla, what is the negayetu? But I quote upon him here, you see, it's not like Abaya. According to Abaya, there'd be no question here. According to Abaya, the father doesn't get the money anyway. Because the chur, loy lavi, not loy lavi, l'sez lavi hanara, v'loy lavi mesa, not when she died. Here she died, the girl. Here still we have a suffix, even though she died, does the father have a right to get the money or not? Do we say that if she would have been alive, the father wouldn't get the money, because she's a bageris. But now that she died, she's in the kever, does she have a din bageris or not? So it says like this. Yesh baga bekever. One svar is yes. There's a loch of a bageris bekever. In the case we'll soon see that she had a child, so the maisa is to get like the money should go to her. The money goes to her son Yashinsa. I do maybe no ain't baga bekever. There's no din bageris bekever. Udiavi heve. And therefore the money goes to the father. No, we're talking about now the father is taking the boy to the din Torah now 6 months later. So she died already 4 months ago. But now when they go to the din Torah, really she would have been 12 and a half years old. She would have been a bageris. So if you say yesh baga bekever means that the father can't collect the money anymore. Because just like when she's alive and she's a begaris, the locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father. So if you say yesh baga bekever, even though she's in the kever, she has a din begaris on her. So when you go to the din Torah now, when the father goes to the din Torah, he does not have a right to get the money. Who should the money go to? To her. So she's not here anymore. So mele her son yashin so the money should go to her son. That's one svara. I do know ain't baga bekever, she doesn't have a din begaris. Since she's not alive, her dinim don't change. Therefore, the father has a right to collect the money. So, Kopon, here you see, not like Abaye just said, like on this start of the Chakira, even though she died already, still the father has a right to collect the money. So you see, you don't make Abaye's drosh. The Pasuk says, for Nosan Leavi Hanara, Leavi Nara, when she's alive, and not when she's dead. So here's the Chura, not like Abaye.